Hey, everybody.
Hello.
And welcome to the Indie Film Review. That's right. What a prestigious... Oh, thank God, my air conditioner stopped. That thing was very loud. I did not want it to be in the recording. This is a podcasting show.
Yes.
Where we review films. Would you agree? Yes. That's Dan. I'm Jared. And
we review so many films on the Indie Film Review podcast.
Yes, yes. We're fancy, so we can say it like that. And today we reviewed Hot Mess in a Wedding Dress. Hot Mess in a Wedding Dress. Every time I see the title of this movie, I have to sing song it. Like, I want to sing it.
Yeah, it has that effect on me too, for sure.
It's a good title.
Yes.
I like it.
It rhymes.
Yes.
And all good things rhyme. That's why Humpty Dumpty fell from a great height.
Humpty Dumpty had a great bumpty. And by that I mean cocaine. He did a bump of beautiful white crystal. Anywho, enough about my imaginary friends. Let's get into this movie. Dan, could you tell us, in some type of elevating pitch, so like if we were in an elevator, perhaps.
Oh, okay.
And you had to explain something to me, particularly a film that maybe you would like to pitch in 30 seconds or less.
Sure. Fifth floor?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Ding!
This film, Hot Mess in a Wedding Dress, is essentially about a woman who wants to connect with her wedding dress at her mother's request, and she gets it dirty. And instead of, you know, cleaning it, because she can't, she makes it more dirty, because that's who she is as a person.
Dirty.
She's a hot mess in that wedding dress.
Yeah, I like this concept.
Sounds like a fucking idea. ZZ Top song.
I like the idea that she's just kind of like, yeah, I'm going to just get this shit more dirty. I almost wish they went even further with it, honestly. Like, I thought it should have went more crazy.
That's what I was expecting, because, I mean, the title promises, right?
A hot mess.
Title promises a hot mess. And then the whole hour and a half that this movie takes, you know, you would expect a large mess. Hot mess. Not I mean, it is a mess. It is a hot mess, but you know, we could have more mess.
I think what I wanted was a hot mess adventure. Like, yeah. I wanted the Hot Mess Odyssey, where she is going on a quest of self-discovery and understanding, and how, because the whole idea is that she has jitters about this wedding, and that she these two people, they love each other, they're going to get married, and they're only going to have a big wedding for their parents, and it's something that everyone can really relate to. And you know, she's just worried that she's like been a good girlfriend, but she doesn't know if she's going to be a good wife.
Exactly.
And it's like, will this change things? And, you know, forever's forever. So it's all those
questions.
And
her boyfriend or her fiancé throughout all this is very endearing. Like, he has all of the right answers for her insecurities about this.
Mm-hmm. But even that makes her more insecure because of how okay he is and chill about everything. So it's pretty fascinating. And I think that... what I meant, like, as like an odyssey is she could have went on, like, I mean, they kind of do it later on in the film. So we're not going to like chronologically go through every single scene in the film or break down the whole movie, because we want just other people to just go watch it themselves.
Yes.
But we'll talk about
scenes
a little we
bit
like
of
and what we didn't like and stuff like that.
The specs of this movie, the budget is estimated to be $25,000. It's a micro budget for sure. It was filmed in St. Petersburg, Florida, not too far from where I live in Tampa.
Yeah, baby.
Woo! Check it. If you Florida make another boys. Film, put me in it.
Just put Dan's beard in the film.
Just put, if you need a rotund Jesus looking character.
Yes. If you need someone to slap his belly against the camera, we got a good boy. Do we got a guy for you? He's gonna do. You're gonna love the way he looks. You're kind of like. He's got like a Zach Galifianakis thing going on that I think kids can really relate to.
Okay. Let's get into this film. Jesus Christ. That was too much. Any hoodles. Let's talk about you take notes on this film, Jared. I took
absolutely.
Notes on this film.
I took extensive notes on this film.
Perfect. So I like how we are introduced to the character through the credit sequence. The credit sequence is very
fantastic.
Creative. Yes.
It's very good.
Basically, it's all the credits are written on chalkboards and shit that's actually in the kitchen or like printed on the labels of orange juice. It's fantastic. But what really gets you in this intro is you get to know everything about this character, Bella, that you're going to be following just with no dialogue. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Like there's the title Hot Mess in a Wedding Dress. It's perfectly set up in this one scene of her cooking eggs in a dirty egg pan. Like you can tell that she has cooked eggs in this pan before and does not give a shit about it being dirty in the first place. Mm-hmm. And that made me cringe like it's supposed to because it's fucking gross. But it sets up the character so swimmingly that you're like, okay, I know what kind of person this is.
Yes, absolutely. And when they first showed the eggs and they had like the names in the eggs and I'm like, What the hell is this? Like, who names their eggs? And then I started to understand what was going on. I was like, oh, okay. Because I think they actually wrote and, like, printed on all those things. None of that was computer graphics or anything. I'm like, man, that's cool. So somebody has a cutting board out there with like, executive produced by.
I would love that cutting board.
That's pretty cool. It's just her making breakfast in bed for her, husband to be. And then, they have a nice little, conversation on the bed together. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Where they're kind of just going back and forth, kind of talking about the stuff we were talking about, the wedding jitters and things. And he's going on bachelor party.
Yeah. And she's going to have a bachelorette party. Now I want to say right off the bat, like any time that the dialogue consisted of both the bride to be and the husband to be, it was fantastic. It was very,
I like their back and forth.
The chemistry between the actors was natural, but also the dialogue was just, it was captivating. Like it made me think about, you know, the process of marriage in a different way, which I really liked.
Mm-hmm. It they felt almost too real, like I was watching an actual couple. So it started to kind of make me feel uncomfortable, because I don't know, like when you're outside in public and you see like two people kissing or doing, you know,
it's gross.
Things, you don't want to just stare at them, right?
I run up to every one of them and I tell them to get a room.
Yeah. I push them down. And I couldn't do that because this was in a movie. So I'd hurt my monitor and I need to get a new monitor. But I don't know. It got a little intense. So I did like that. But then they had another like after scene where they're like on the couch together. And I'm like, did we need this? I don't know. I was kind of like, didn't we just do this scene? It was a little weird.
I have a confession to make. And basically I wrote the same thing down, but it was something completely different. It's where I got impatient with it for the first time was the makeup scene. Whenever she's putting on her makeup, I'm like, do we need to have this extended makeup scene? Did it bother me? No. Well, I mean, let me rephrase that. Did it bother me? Yes. But what I find fascinating about this film, and I probably should say this first before I critique it, is I have never seen anything like this. It's a rom-com character study.
Mm-hmm.
And if you approach it by that way, and you understand that you are kind of getting to know the character of Bella through her actions rather than her words.
Yes.
It becomes this fascinating character study that you get a lot of really cool things out of it. And I've never seen that done in a rom-com genre.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty fucking cool. And then I start to understand, okay, yes, this scene where we're watching her put on makeup, it develops her character in some way. But is that for me? No, because I don't really like rom-coms that much.
And she wakes up and she's like, well, why don't I put on a little makeup? And then I think it's because she wanted to. So then she did that. No, I do want to talk about this scene. I had that loaded in my joke gun and I knew it was terrible, but I'm like, I'm still going to pull the trigger because I have nothing else in my dumb brain, my dummy dumb brain for dummies. Okay. This scene, definitely, I had issues with as well. And the main reason would be because I don't think we should... Like, okay, I understand the scene and why it's there. It's to show her personality and what we're going to be expecting throughout the rest of the film. Because she's, like, taking makeup and, like, changing her lips to different colors.
Yeah, she did it.
And her eyes to different colors. And, like, that scene where she's, like, covering her face and being goofy, I like that part.
Yeah.
But it takes so long for us to get to that. They could have, just through, like, clever editing, just kind of, like, show her starting to put on makeup
okay.
And then cut away to her having the makeup on.
You've brought that up. This is my only complaint about the movie.
Mm.
Is the editing. Mm-hmm. And not just editing, but, like, camera angles. Because towards the end of the movie where they have the ceremony, the ceremony is great, but it's one static shot of the whole thing.
Yeah,
if they could cut to close-up and do other camera angles and all that, that would have made that scene so much fucking better. And then, now that I'm thinking about it, probably more areas in the movie, it would service it to cut to different angles. Like,
yes,
utilize the camera in creative ways to help tell your story, is what I'm trying to say.
Yes, I 100% agree, especially for that wedding scene at the end. It's supposed to be, like, really important and intimate, right?
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be between these two people, and yet we have, like, the bridesmaids and the other people are, like, in the background kind of just standing around hanging out, and I was, like, getting distracted watching them. And I'm like, we need to zoom in and focus on them, and you can cut to reaction shots of people if you want, right?
Yeah.
So I 100% agree. I think that would have helped with the flow of the movie, for sure. I did like when they actually get out of the house and she starts to go on her adventure. Like, that's what I was talking about with, like, the Odyssey
all the
type
scenes
thing.
In downtown San Petersburg were fucking
incredible.
Incredible. Yeah, just whatever.
Gotcha, motherfucker. Yeah, I liked it a lot. And I felt like that's what the movie needed, because we're almost like an hour into the film and all of it's been taking place in her apartment.
Yeah, because...
And I kind of started getting claustrophobic after a while, where I'm like, it feels like we should be, like, let's go do something. And, like, things are happening, but I guess I get bored of this seeing the same thing.
Understandable, but then filming in public is, like, kind of an annoying thing to do, so
it's,
I understand why
they
wouldn't want to do that, especially if they aren't necessarily I don't want to say getting permits for it, but if they're only asking permission
the day of it
becomes, like, kind of a tedious thing, and it makes you feel anxious the entire time. I'm well aware of that.
Yeah, getting permission to film somewhere and finding good locations is very difficult. So I understand why a lot of the film wasn't shot on location, because we're all not made of money. You know what I mean? Like, I get that. But when it happened, it was awesome. I was like, yes, this is great. And, I mean, like, the whole scene in the library where she's just kind of going around looking through books, trying to find inspiration, and she talks with the old guy. I'm like, oh, this is great. Like, we could have even made this old guy more of a character, where we kind of learn more about him and his marriage. I mean, you do a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's more shot from the perspective of, like, she's learning from this guy. So he's not, like, I don't know. I feel like he could have been more of a side character. And then, like, she could have met more people like that along the way to kind of, like, help her as she's going through. But I guess that's not what the
film
was.
I would have also liked to see, like, you know, her bridal party going to different areas instead of just, like, those characters were great. It's just, what am I trying to say? I lost my train of thought.
You wanted more with them? Like, you wanted to see them do more?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's the Three Musketeers going into this restaurant and enjoying themselves and, like, finding more shit to throw on the dress, essentially.
I mean, yeah, I think we both have the same issue where we just want to see these characters doing different things, but there's the limitations of the budget and them filming makes that something that's difficult.
Right.
Damn, because, like, once they get outside, you see the potential in like, the director and everything else of, like, what they could do. You're like, man, this is good. I wish there was more of this. Now, there's some good stuff in when they're in the house. Oh, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I'm just going to ask you, what was your favorite part of this film?
What was my favorite part of this film? I mean, her in the house. Like I was going to say, there's actually a lot of good scenes in the house, too.
But what makes those scenes good?
Her with the vape pen, I thought was really funny.
Yeah, there's a lot of pot smoking.
Anything with the vape pen was pretty great. Like when she tries to run out of the house and then forgets the vape pen and goes and grabs it, that made me laugh.
Yeah.
Her kind of just like dancing around and like drinking by herself and doing the vape pen or like watching the TV and stuff. Oh, the scene where she's writing a thank you note to her mom, but it's not something she's actually going to send to her mom. It's like, dear mom, thank you for that sex blanket. We're going to fuck in it.
See,
that was really funny.
That's my favorite part of the film is all the dialogue. It's like, that was really funny. There was one, like anytime with the bridesmaids, they're having their bridesmaids talk. There was one time where one of them was saying, yeah, you got to lock in that dick. And I'm that's fucking hilarious.
The humor in this movie is very juvenile and it relates to us.
Yeah. So it's like it's almost as if
it's
they
like
made
wrote for us.
a movie about a bridal shower, or not bridal shower, a bridesmaid party or whatever. Bachelorette party. There's the word. Ding
there
ding
you
ding
go,
ding.
Dingus.
It's like they just had this bachelorette party for us. And we got to witness it. But then also, I don't know if it's like a band or something, but the best man, whenever we see the bachelor party where it's just him and this other dude, the other dude is wearing a shirt that says Disco Tits. And that made me laugh a lot.
That's a really good shirt. That is a really good
fucking
shirt.
Fucking great. And then the whole fucking reception is beautiful. Like, if the guy who's doing it, the officiant, he's like, and the universe says,
Oh, that guy is fantastic. And I was actually upset that he wasn't in more of the film. Like, he should have just showed up as a ghost to, like, help the main character. Be like, hey, what's up? A ghost. I just write him into the movie more. I liked him a lot. Dan, I don't know if you know this, but apparently on your birthday, you're supposed to get anal.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, that's according to Hot Mess in a Wedding Dress.
I thought it was blowjobs.
You're supposed to get anal. Now, the issue is if your wife or significant other, if it's her birthday or his birthday, do they get anal? So,
a double-edged sword.
Like anal is a double-edged dildo. That you really have to measure and respect.
What if I don't have a significant other?
Have you heard of the old broom in the toilet trick? Now, if you don't cut the broom to the correct length, you will impale your intestines and kill yourself. I'm just saying, I mean, I'm not speaking through experience, but I've done extensive research on this. The only reason I say this is because I read an article a long time ago about a guy doing that exactly what I just described, and he died. So God rest his soul.
Welcome back to Welcome back to that one article I read a long time ago podcast.
Woo! Welcome back to Anal Watch 2025.
That's a good promise. That's a good premise for a podcast. Is just, hey, I read something once.
Holy shit, dude. That's our new podcast. I read something once. Oh, man. That's so good. Because we can just talk about anything.
Exactly.
So good. So good.
And just, you know, refuse to look anything about it up. Just go your memory and just see if it works.
Do you know ducks' penises are basically spaghetti noodles? I read something once.
Ducks like to rape other ducks. I read something.
I read something once. Ducks are the terrorists of the animal kingdom. I read something once. Why is it always about ducks? It should be... Okay, new podcast. It's called Ducks. And then I read something once. That's what it's called.
So I read something about ducks once.
Ellipses. Yeah, I read something once. Holy shit. Let's get back to the movie. okay, so the ketchup escalation, that's what I'm calling it in this film.
Yes.
Where so the big ketchup thing escalation that kicks all this off, that you kind of know it's going to happen because they really set it up, is that she puts on her wedding dress to get used to it and get into it. You know, she's trying to connect with the wedding dress. I like that idea.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of was alluding to that, oh, she's going to do something in the wedding dress that she's not supposed to, because her mom keeps nagging her and all that other stuff. And the mom character was almost too good, because it was getting naggy. I was like getting annoyed by that character.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, just don't even answer your phone. And they spill red wine on this wedding dress. Therefore,
gasp.
Ergo, vis-a-vis, hot mess and wedding dress. And they spend the entire... So I thought they're going to spend the entire movie trying to fix it, but then it just becomes her just being like, fuck it, let's just get drunk and get high and fucking party more and just forget about my problems. And I actually like that a lot more than them trying to solve it. But this the whole escalation of, like, I'm going to spray ketchup and mustard on my bridesmaids... And now you're just as fucked up as me. I was like, that was like, whoa. I felt like we went to like 1 to 100. I don't know. Well, I was like, what the hell?
No, to me that was endearing. Like it just that it's like she is inviting them to be on her level, and she wants them to enjoy, you know, being messy with her, essentially.
I mean, they're good sports about it, I guess. They didn't seem too mad about it.
Yeah, they held her hair whenever she was vomiting. She vomited a lot in this movie.
She threw up a lot in this movie. And was like, okay, the very next scene. Ready to drink more. This whole film, the main characters are drunk. It's pretty good.
And high.
Yes, drunk and high. Oh, man. I enjoyed the cameo from Snake Plissken. I don't know if you, from... Escape from New York.
The homeless man.
The homeless man that she meets. It was very random, but interesting. I almost wish he had like hobo wisdom, you know? Where he's like, sometimes in life, you gotta eat a bunch of rotten eggs. Or I don't know. Whatever homeless wisdom is. But he just kind of shows up and he's like, hey, I'm homeless. I got an eye patch. That's cool. All right. See you later. That is interesting.
So where my biggest complaint is, I would like to see more camera angles in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
There were still some camera angles. Like we had a POV toilet shot where she threw up onto the camera.
There are some good camera angles, but then sometimes it's just, it almost gets locked into one angle and doesn't change until the scene is over.
Right.
And you kind of wish for it to keep moving dynamically, because I didn't realize how much that keeps the interest of the viewer.
That's why cinematography is my favorite fucking element of film form. It is designed to be engaging. You are sculpting in time, according to Andrei Tarkovsky.
Because when it did start moving, I noticed it and was more engaged. Like, for like 100%, I was like, whoa, I'm like, I'm into this scene, or like, I like this scene more. Why is that? And I started to figure it out. It was definitely, so was that, is that an editing thing you said?
Well, I mean, it's a combination of both editing and cinematography. Like, the more cuts that you have, the more it's interesting, but you still need to have the camera moving through space and time to kind of flow, essentially.
Now, that also could have been a limitation of the budget and,
and
the equipment, because they're filming, I think they're filming in an actual house.
Yeah.
So how they even got these cameras in these rooms is pretty impressive, because... I don't know if anyone's ever tried to film a bedroom. It's difficult.
No, I mean, that too. And then, like we were saying before, I know I'm repeating myself, but I've been to downtown St. Pete, and I can't even imagine doing the shit that they were doing outside, just without, you know, express permission, because, it can get very busy.
Yeah, and any of the outside scenes, I don't think we got any, like, wind or anything... We didn't get any bad audio pickup. I think they were using music videos, I believe, or like music to cover that, which was a good move.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I feel like we're coming to the end, Dan. We've covered a lot of the movie. Is there anything you want to say before we close?
Go watch this film. You can find it on Amazon right now. It's
Amazon.
It's definitely worth a watch, and I really like to have Florida represented in the film industry. We're like, Tampa's kind of becoming this hub for independent films, and we're trying to get more revenue and things like that. So just a film that was shot in Florida, that like a feature film, is just fantastic to me.
Yeah, man. We keep ending up watching all these Florida movies. It's kind of great, actually. Yeah. yeah, I enjoyed this movie. I definitely... think there are certain things I wanted more to be expounded upon, I guess you could say, like with locations. I had an expectation of like an Odyssey, and that might have not have been fair to the movie, because
It was your fault.
Yeah. I don't know. There's something I wanted, but the film was like, no, we're gonna do this other thing. Like, this is what we're doing in the film, so you have to be okay with that. And I'm just like, all right, fine.
Basically, you come for the hot mess and you stay for the witty dialogue. That's really all it boils down to. Because that's where the most enjoyment was all in the writing. So if you want to see a well-written rom-com that is actually a character study, and we didn't really touch on this, but the character study is done very well. Like, by the end of this film, you know who Bella is, and it's really, really good.
The dialogue feels real.
Yes.
Almost too real at times. It's just like, whoa, am I spying on people? I don't know. but yeah, okay. If you guys likes us, you can find us at theindiefilmreview@gmail.com if you want to email us. We are on
Twitter at indiefilmpod.
Yes. I don't have the issue in front of me.
We are on Instagram at indiefilmreviewpod. You can find us on Facebook, Indie Film Review, and of course, you may find us on Apple Podcasts, where you're going to go and give us a 5-star review, because you are awesome.
Yeah.
Please also find us on the Necropodicon Network.
Yeah,
and
baby.
Other brilliant shows.
They got D&Ds. They got comedies. They got...
horror.
Another thing D's. That rhymes with D's.
They got D's nuts.
They got D's nuts. they have a good horror movie podcast on there too. But yeah, it's cool network. I'm glad we're partnering with them, and they should pay us a lot of money, because we're really talented and we're really good at podcasting. And I think the only way to really express that would be through monetary reward.
Yes.
So, I love all of you. Thank you so much for listening to the end of this. You're insane. with that, Dan, you have the final word.
Hot mess in a wedding dress.
Thank you.
Shabow!